So, one of my new favorite things to do
is to
write down things that you say and then bring them to the show.
This is definitely, you sound like an op right now.
I have a note. I have a whole note in my phone.
That's just, oh my God,
stuff that you be saying.
I said their whole thing?
Stuff that you be saying that I'm like, I'm not even going to ask you about this now. I mean, sometimes it's not even a question. Sometimes it's just something you say, and I'm like,
wow.
So I just want to share with
the audience. I'm scared because I tell you a lot of shit.
No, it's nothing personal. Oh. It's funny stuff. Mm-hmm. For example, my brother had a birthday party recently. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday.
We were both in attendance.
Yes.
One of Ryan's friends gave me some drug paraphernalia, some cannabis. I was trying to think of a professional way. He gave me some cannabis.
Yes. Okay. Some funky wee.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that. You were like,
well.
And you were like, okay. Later on in the party, you said, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? And I was like, yeah, why, what's up? And you're like, do you still have gas?
I remember this. I thought you
And
said
I was it. Like, I was like, what? And you're like, that weed, you said that weed gave you gas?
I thought that was what you said. I thought you was like, ooh, because you had this facial expression where you was like, ooh. And what I thought you said was, ooh, that weed gave me gas. I don't know if I can smoke that no more. And I was like, but you really said that weed was gas.
That weed was gas.
That weed was gas.
My favorite part about that isn't the misunderstanding. It's the fact that I told you that. And for like an extended amount of time, you were like,
I was concerned.
No.
I was concerned. I was genuinely like, ooh,
so he smoked,
that weed gave you the
smoke. Which is funny because I've never heard of that. But if you were just randomly told that, scientifically speaking, it makes sense. You suck in air. And you fart it out.
Right. That's the, I really thought.
Booty blunts.
So once you said.
Booty bowls.
Oh, shit. Cheeping through the butt.
Did that weed give you gas?
I was concerned. I was like, damn,
are
I didn't
you okay?
know. Oh, yeah.
I said it was
one
gas.
Of the moments that
worth
we
it.
Gave you gas.
Big worth it.
I was checking on you, though.
All right, well.
My name is Amelia Earhart. I put some air in your heart.
I'll leave it to you guys. You guys just jump in the comments and
his
tell us if
you
liked
was
that.
To get my mango.
Let us know in the comments if you liked any of that.
Wow.
I put air in his heart.
Wow.
And you rhymed that with Earhart?
Amelia Earhart. You remember?
No, that's not the part that needs explaining. Amelia Earhart is not the part that needs explaining.
Put some air in your heart.
Also, why I call you Amelia Earhart? You didn't really explain that. Are you?
Because I said I put some air in your heart.
Did Amelia do that? Or did she just disappear?
She didn't have to. It's a play on words.
It doesn't
she
make
went
sense.
The air.
Let us know in the comments
You're
if that made any
always
a
trying
lick of sense.
To bust up.
I'm just
my
trying to figure out what
bars.
You meant. If you were on Genius with a big yellow screen next to you and you said that bar and had to explain it, you would have crashed and burned
okay,
right now.
You didn't say nothing about the second bar.
I put some air in his heart?
No.
The mango doesn't need.
His main goal is to get my mango?
That could pass in today's rap. I could see like Lotto barring that up.
I said no to his crew and he took
Still
me on
going.
A cruise.
Still going.
Crew.
You struggling through this. Let's get into this.
It's official, like a referee with a pistol. You know how they shoot in the air.
Was that the ref?
Aren't they considered refs?
The people who shoot at the beginning of a race?
Mm-hmm. I would think. There's some sort of officiant.
Do starter guns shoot bullets? or make sound?
I think they used to shoot bullets. I think they just make sound now. Pow!
Let me see. Starter pistol. What do they fire?
Blanks.
What you think?
I don't know.
Blank shells.
Blanks.
Or paper encased cap ammunition.
No.
Paper bullets?
That's crazy. I never heard of that. Unless it's like
paper bullets.
Did you ever used to throw them at people? Those little firecrackers that you could throw down on the ground and they pop, snap.
What are those called?
I think snap pops.
Those were what all the bad silver teeth kids be doing.
Well, I didn't have silver teeth and I was doing that.
You didn't have silver teeth?
No, I did not.
You have like put the silver teeth life behind me vibes.
I have never had a cavity.
Oh, I was more talking about the behavior. You know, silver teeth kids be bad.
I wasn't bad like that.
Maybe like, he made a sandwich, a motherfucking ham sandwich.
Holy shit, this is fucking dope.
What are we talking about?
Oh, no. Holy shit, this is fucking cool. Remember the little white boy?
Oh, young, different videos.
Holy shit, this is fucking cool. All
right, let's jump into these.
I only
jump
said
into
that
these threads
because the kid was cussing.
Oh, okay. I'm down to start these threads.
You down?
I am all the way down to start these.
If you wanna be down, well,
I wanna be down.
Hey, what you going
to do?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Hang on. I gotta turn it off. All right. The thread I brought to the table.
Oh, what's he bringing to the table?
Bringing to the table. We that podcast now. How did you find out that you were getting cheated on?
Ooh, this is going to be fun. I think I told my story. Did I tell my story before? Oh, I did tell a story, but it wasn't in response to that. I told a story about him going the wrong way on the freeway. And I knew he was going to see another chick.
Oh.
Yeah, I told that story.
You said wrong way on the freeway. I was like, God damn.
He was not going the way he was supposed to be going.
I remember that story. Is that the story?
No.
Okay.
Same guy. Different story.
Okay. Was this the prequel or is this the after? This was before the wrong way? Okay, this got some layers.
This guy is juicy.
You're telling this like Star Wars. Yeah. You started in the middle, then you went to the beginning.
Well, because that just flowed with kind of something bizarre that you would notice that's so small that he would have no idea that I would know based off of that. You know,
going the wrong way.
Going north instead of south.
Oh, so this story is how you knew. Him going to the right was so same girl.
Same girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You telling this story like George Lucas. I like it.
Put it together.
All right, what you got?
Men, does sex ever hurt for y'all? This is a tweet. Once again, I put up myself.
Now, this is something that guys do not talk about with each other.
It's not something that you guys talk about with us either. But this one got 989,000 views.
This is yours?
This is mine.
All right.
687 quote tweets.
Well, let's jump into it. And let's Rochambeau since you thought I was ducking it last week.
You were ducking it last week.
That's crazy. I gave you credit. And wanted you to be the headliner, and you said, "Oh, you must be ducked.
You can't win. You don't want this."
One,
smoke.
Two, three, then.
Okay.
And it's rock, bomb, scissors.
Yep.
All right, ready? Rock, bomb, scissors, shoot. Oh my God! What? That was the first time the bomb worked.
You can never beat me.
So what does that mean?
It means I go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Open up for me. I'll be the main event.
Okay.
You can perform while everybody's sitting down and getting their orders in.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Wow. You just sit back and listen.
Perform with the house lights on.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's mervisdiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
A binge-worthy show about Jesus? The Chosen Season 3 is here. Come and see what the buzz is about. The Chosen explores the imperfect and messy relationships of real humans following Jesus. All Season 3 episodes are available now. Stream every episode for free. Plus, watch exclusive content like The After Show, only in the new Chosen app. Download the Chosen app on mobile and TV streaming devices. Visit BingeJesus.com to learn more.
Okay, men, does sex ever hurt for y'all? Yes, when it's round after round, like if it was the fourth round, I feel sore.
Mm-hmm. Get okay, that tender
so
dick.
So it's just tired dick.
Tender dick is a thing. It makes us feel like our tails tucked.
There are certain forms of insertive birth control for women that can be felt and be painful to a man when having sex. So I'm hearing it's the IUD.
Oh, when you
it pokes.
Poking
yeah.
it up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever poked an IUD?
If I did, I didn't say anything. I don't think so. What does it feel like? I'd be calm.
They said
can you feel
it
with the condom?
It feels like it's poking.
Isn't that so the same like as the back poke? Of the vaginal wall?
Huh?
It's kind of the same as the back of the vaginal wall then, right?
Well, not if it's you. So when you hit the cervix, it feels like you're poking. You're being poked.
It's going like this.
Because I don't think that that's what they're saying. Because they're saying some say the cervix, hitting the cervix hurts a bit. Mm-hmm. Especially if you hit it too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then others are saying they felt like they were poked
and
by.
The IUD is sharp?
The IUD.
I don't know. That sounds scary.
yeah. This guy said
like
longer sessions, 1 to 2 hours plus sometimes will have a shorty go dry on you. 1 to 2 hours.
Cap. That's not even enjoyable. 2 hours?
Yeah.
A long movie's worth?
Yeah, I'm not here for that. Which the friction can cut you / cause tears, or if it's rough, you can go sore. Usually after the fourth nut, shit hurts like a motherfucker.
Or that rug burn.
Mm.
Oof.
Copper IUDs are like needles.
Copper?
When you hit them. That's what he said on
me. Damn. Even with the condom? What if you rubbered up?
You know, I don't think most of the responses are of...
Rubbered.
Yeah. You just...
Well, that ice, and then that copper IUD can go in your dick hole. Pull out with a whole new attachment.
I'm trying not to visualize it.
Oh. It's like a penis upgrade. You pull it out.
This other guy said, only on days where I can feel the IUD, feels like getting stabbed sometimes.
Man.
Six contexts. If the pussy gets too dry while banging it out. Two, anything up the ass. Three, being choked.
Hey, wait. Wait.
I'm just gonna
grazed past anything up the ass?
I mean, I don't think that's synonymous to men. I mean,
was that a man?
Mad Hat Matt.
Mad Hat Matt.
Yeah.
Does seem like it hurts.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of saying anything. He was talking about BDSM stuff, paddles and
getting hit.
Spanking.
Yeah. You get socked in the face.
Right, it hurts. When you get slapped.
Got whipped with a razor whip.
Right. A needle paddle.
Ouch.
If it's dry, yes. Also, if she wants to have sex more than 3 times in 1 day. Also, ladies, stop trying to jack your man off. It hurts because y'all are too rough.
There's not a lot of good.
There's not
good HJs. Now girls that know how to do it while doing the oral, the BJ HJ combo.
Okay.
Some of y'all be killing it with that. But when y'all just, it's like, let me do it.
There's some ladies that taught the internet how to do that.
Who?
Some ladies.
Who?
There's some like sex enthusiasts that put,
like in
porn, put stuff on fruits and would teach the ladies. They went viral to teach the ladies how to do that HJ BJ combo, gluck 17,000.
The salt and pepper shaker.
What's that shit? The shake weight.
The shake weight. crazy time to be alive.
This one girl said, "I am shooketh at all the men talking about the IUD."
Right.
I don't think we didn't know that. Another girl said, "Y'all getting attacked by an IUD." It seemed like that was the most consistent across the board,
mm-hmm.
that y'all getting stabbed and
or just
and
the tenderness. I call it tender dick when you just keep going and then it hurts to the touch.
This guy said if she got that Maserati fork birth control.
Maserati fork?
It's like a pitchfork.
Jesus.
It looked like a Triton.
That little Jesus.
Never
did the IUD.
This guy said, "Yes, pull the skin too far back and I might swing on you." Is that a thing? Like we pulled the skin too far back?
Is he talking from a circumcised?
He did not explain what he said.
Pull the skin back too far.
Maybe in that HJ BJ combo when you pull it back, maybe y'all said we're too rough. So.
Well, I mean that like a hand job? It's like weird way to describe a hand job, pulling my skin back. I don't know. They might be talking about unhooding, taking the hood off.
The anteater. Only if I catch a cramp and have to override the pain. She probably thinks I'm having the most incredible orgasm ever. Meanwhile, a Charlie horse the size of a baseball is running up and down my leg. Soldier on.
Yep. The Charlie horse happens. I mean, when you're hitting it from the back, you got to straighten out one leg.
Wow. So did that start happening to you when you got into your 30s, or was that happening in the 20s?
I feel like I might have cramped up in my 20s, but a few times, but it's definitely happened after 30. Definitely.
This guy said, "Absolutely. If my stuff isn't lubricated enough and she just pulls back on it, I'll damn near pass out." So this pull back thing.
I guess some people are, I don't know. Maybe it's just a rough HJ. I think that's when sex hurts for us is when, like, some girls know how to be rough. Some girls do not. Mm-hmm. Some girls do the whole, like, "Yeah, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you." And meanwhile, we're just like, relax, you know.
Oh, nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
I think the rough hand job, the girl who doesn't know how to ride and does this whole thing, and they're just like, "Yeah, I'm killing it." And we're like, please don't land on this the wrong way.
I watched those on the porn site, and
some girls know what they're doing, but some girls just be like, yeah, and you're just
like the Hulk.
That
Hulk
or
smash,
they be trying to like throw it back and to feel cool about themselves, like, "Yeah, I'm putting it on him," and you're like, your rhythm is not working. It's just like, it's like, "Hey, is an instrument. Take care of
it's a digit.
Don't just throw it around."
Dick bending, hitting that birth control thing inside her.
Dick bending? That sounds like Avatar. Dick bender. Dick. Vagina. You know how they
curve.
Do like water, fire.
Level curve.
Do you curve to the side? Hey, quick question about the curve. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like as far as we know, if you got a curve, you good. But if we dive deeper into it, when y'all talk about it, is there like a Is there a curve that y'all prefer? Like, oh, he's a left. Oh, he's a right. He's a down. Yes, he's an up. Like, is there like a northwest, south? Like, who has the, what's the curve y'all be? Y'all feel it?
I don't know.
As long as there's a curve, you good?
Yeah.
For me. So it's not like a.
I haven't experienced a bad curve.
What if it was like a candy cane?
But I've never seen a curve. Like, I've never seen a curve up like elf shoes. I've never seen it curve up like elf shoes.
Yeah, well, most boners curve up, if you think about it.
Like this? Yeah, I said like elf shoes.
Oh, like only at the tip?
If we're talking about just a regular, you know, just a regular kind of dick
and
curve.
And do a swirl at the end? Like the elf shoes has a bell on it? I wish I had a dick with a candy cane hook and it made a full U-turn. So it was like you basically put the side of it in them, not the head.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because then you like the king of curve and you have you'll be legendary. People will be like, he curved so much. It's damn near putting a loop in me.
That nigga got that cul-de-sac.
Put a damn. It's like threading a needle. Mm-hmm. You got to put the whole loop in. Shit. What?
The dick had a curve like a cul-de-sac, so I emptied the sack.
Oh, God. That sounded like it was going to be cool for the first half second.
Okay, whatever.
I had the curve, and she drifted.
In the cul-de-sac.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
There's a Mario Kart reference there somewhere.
Oh, she drifted. But you have to say cul-de-sac.
And she drifted and swerved. I'm trying to help.
She drifted and swerved. But then she was talking too much and got on my nerves.
I had so much curve she didn't deserve. She didn't deserve the curve. So she got curved.
Wow. Yeah. Bye.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, this guy, this is just funny. He said, yeah, when she says deeper and I'm already at maximum depth, heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, that hurts too. Like, what? What do you mean? Deeper. You know there are no niggas in the history of sex that budget the amount of dick.
He gonna have to plank going in her. You know how y'all got like an extra few inches inside? He gonna have to plank it.
Oh, you know what? That's a thing too. There's like little cheek codes. You can spread the cheeks open a little bit and get in a little bit of back.
Back dick.
You can push their legs up more to actually
get the base dick.
It's like, I don't got no more dick, but there might be an angle we can figure out.
One of them say, yeah, when she doesn't call back.
That hurts.
It hurts, my boy. Gots to see it through.
All right. Well, speaking of gots to see it through, it's not a good transition. Let's go to my thread. I'm happy about this one. I'm excited. I haven't read it. By the way.
You have not read it.
Ugh. Don't try to.
Why do you have to bring attention to it?
You literally
I'm
talked.
I'm going off camera.
zebra.
You didn't have to say anything then. You said,
wait, so what were you saying?
Spit dripping off your damn chin.
No, it's not dripping off of me.
All right. How did you find out that you are getting cheated on?
This is like PTSD.
This might sound made up, but this was for real. Okay. I randomly went to watch a movie in the theaters and ended up watching a couple getting intimate. When I looked to see who they were, it was my girlfriend with my friend. Can't be going to popular movies. What are they?
Right.
Is it the Avengers?
I feel like.
Also, was he by himself?
What's the real story? Big one. Okay. Patrick size head cap.
We stopped seeing each other, thinking I was giving her a little space, only to meet her in the streets, and she was pregnant.
Whoa, I wonder how long after. Could it have been here?
Hey, you know, if y'all were talking and it fizzles out, you can't really be mad.
Because that's not really a cheat-on story, he said.
Yeah. I went to her home to check up on her. Mistake number one. Mm-hmm. I found her sister, and she said my girlfriend had been gone for a week, saying she was going to my place.
What?
Did you get that?
So basically, she had went on a trip with somebody else, maybe, and said that she was staying with her sister.
Oh, got it. So,
but she didn't tell her sister the story.
She told her sister that she was going to be at her house.
Uh-huh. At his.
She's been gone for a week, and she was going to my place. So the sister thought that she was with the boyfriend.
Right.
We called my girlfriend with her sister's phone. Oh, the sister's devious.
Oh, she's trash.
To ask where she was, and she said she was at my place. Jaws dropped on her sister. I held my tears.
Jaws?
Jaws.
Oh. Oh, I don't know why he said Jaws.
I don't think he knows that.
I don't
think he knows that we all have one jaw. Wow. Sister was in on it.
Okay. Because I don't understand why she would. Unless her sister was just, like, trash. I don't understand why she wouldn't tell her sister, like, what's really going on. So, just in case he stopped by, she would know the story.
She wouldn't tell her sister.
Like,
right.
She wouldn't. Why would she lie to her sister about being with her boyfriend?
But what about, I feel like, okay, there's one excuse. Because I feel like even if you didn't know, if the person who you said you were coming over is like, hey, where's she at? Common sense is like, oh,
she's with you.
Right. Clearly don't do that.
No.
But the one excuse is if she was worried about her.
But why couldn't she just call her?
Yeah, why would she call with
him right
there?
Right, and she called with him right there. So it was like, it don't make sense why the sister wouldn't be
in
on the
plan.
Yeah, you could be, but I thought she was with you. Like, right. It didn't make sense. Like,
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, my ancestors showed up in a dream and told me exactly what was going to happen, and it happened. You got ancestors' assistance.
Well, shit, he got a hell of a squad.
Boy, that girl cheating on you, boy.
Why they got to say it like that?
I don't know.
You better go check that girl. She got somebody over there.
For about 3 months, me and my girl used condoms. Condom smell is always the same. Hate it. We stopped using them for a year. Smell was gone. One particular moment, the smell came back. You do the math. Now that's an on point nigga right there. He went latex.
Rubber.
It started with back shots and then ended with doggy.
Oh, you can tell by
back shots and doggy are the same thing. I think it started in a reverse cowgirl.
Not in continuing to eat.
Ended in missionary.
So.
And then
according
pooted.
To you guys. According to you guys, how long does that condom smell last?
Condom smell? Like in the room?
Because he's saying basically he could tell that she smashed someone else because of her scent.
I mean, there's an overall sex smell. I think condom is mixed in with the juices and all that stuff, depending on what happened, how the sex went down. Could be a little bit of a hint of urine in the air.
Urine? Where do you go? go with this?
Squirt is has pee in it. I'm sick of this conversation.
No, we weren't
I'm
even sick having of this. That conversation.
It's a, no, it's a debate online. Squirt got pee in it.
We
it's,
already
you
have
smell
that
it.
On here. We,
yeah,
we,
you smell it. I'm just throwing it out there.
You and are traumatized by this.
No,
squirt.
I just it's
the
a smell.
Squirin.
It's a smell I am accustomed to.
Squirin.
And I say the same thing every.
Limba chicken chow mein, Mkhetwa aka Big Warra.
Yo, it's Big Fred aka Ntate Thusawadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
Can we call it that?
What?
Squirin.
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 It should be called squissin.
Squirin.
It should be called taking a squiss. I first had a dream about it, and it felt so real. I was sad the next day. A week later, he bought a new car. The other hun posted a picture captioned, "Congratulations, love of my life." A mutual friend showed me the picture, and the rest is history.
Dang. So, a comment.
I know, she posted it. She straight up posted
it. But how would she see the girls if she wasn't, how would she see the girls' post if she wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Oh, a friend sent it to her.
She came into my inbox as a woman.
Ah.
You guys be doing
that. Before.
But she knew he was in a relationship with me. She said, if I still wanted him, I could have him. I said, I know, but you want a guy that's in a relationship because a single man don't want you.
Ooh.
But do you and him, sis?
Ooh. Usually the as a damn. Woman conversations don't be too catty from what I've...
When they say as a woman?
What I've had, yeah. Or if I'm the person that's come as a woman, it's because I want to get information. So if I'm catty and attitudinal, I'm not going to get the information that I want. So I have to massage it in there, you know? I have to be, you know, as a woman.
You seem like you would overall handle this.
I want
pretty,
the info.
You seem like you would handle this very straightforward, but.
I have.
I feel like most people just be like, as a woman, and then start saying just some bullshit. Mm. I just wanted to come to you as a woman.
And let
if
you.
I wanted him, I could have him.
See,
like what?
Why are you coming to me for that?
Yeah, like what? If you want, like,
if you
okay,
were,
so you don't want him.
Okay,
so why are we talking about this?
Like,
if you
it has
want
to
him,
be
then
a different
steal
approach,
him.
Right? If you,
yeah, that's really like, if
so
you want
like,
him, and you can
you
do it.
You're helping
it.
Me out by saying you can have him if you really wanted him, but you don't really want him.
So
what are you even doing with him?
Makes
why are
no
we
sense.
Dealing with this situation? He's trash. Period. Because he's dealing with a woman that's gonna go to other women. And say, if
hearing.
I wanted him, I could have him. Like, mm-hmm. that's, she could have had a more classy approach, but
yeah,
I guess.
Well, I mean, it said she also heard rumors that she was pregnant.
Mm.
And they named their baby what they were going to name theirs, but she lost it.
Oh, that's tough.
That is a wretched human.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yikes.
So he named the baby what they were going to name theirs? Okay. This is where I pull out the silencer.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's mervisdiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Silencer, Jesus. Okay. Whoa. Underage appears a lot in this next one.
Oh.
That dumb nigga left his Gmail open in my phone, so whenever he took a Lyft or Uber to that little underage hoe house, but said he was at his friend's house, I knew. Literally pretended he was trying to set her up with his friend. Underage whore.
Wow.
She's absolutely going in on this. Yeah, it's a lot. She can't even buy alcohol yet. Okay, so she said underage bitch that couldn't buy alcohol yet. Oh. Hopefully she meant under 21.
Right. And over 18.
Over 18. That's the biggest part. Mm. This is my favorite one, and this will be my last. I lied to her and said my niggas told me she cheated and there's a video.
Ooh.
She screamed, "Niggas recorded me?"
Not plural.
I died like I was in GTA. You know, that whole like, wasted.
But plural?
Till this day, she don't know I made that up. I wouldn't drop that bomb either. Oh. I wouldn't be like, haha.
Ooh, plural. So it was
niggas recorded me.
So it was more than one guy in this session. Oh, city girls.
Down or up?
City girls. I would think this is a down. This is definitely a down because she didn't really get caught. She actually just admitted.
But I mean, that is kind of player on her end.
It wasn't me. But I saw you on the counter. It wasn't me.
I saw you taking two penises.
It wasn't me.
This is you getting bent over.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it is, though.
It wasn't me. Nope.
Well, I mean, had this been done this year, AI. Mm. AI.
Deep fake.
And deep fake are going to be run into the ground by cheaters. It's just like.
That wasn't me.
Niggas will go so far as to be like, it's AI. It's like, but it's happening now.
It's live.
I'm looking at you. Deep fake.
It's on IG Live.
No, like literally.
Right.
In the same room. Deep fake.
Did you see? There's a video where she walks in. He's in the bed with another girl. And she's like, "Charles, what are you doing?" And he's like, "What?" And the other girl is just getting dressed with her. Ooh. And she's just getting dressed like nothing. She don't say nothing. Her. And she gets dressed and walks out the door. And he's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." The woman. What woman? And he gets up.
The ghost?
No, it's not a ghost.
No, I'm saying he used the ghost excuse.
No, he just said, "I don't know what you're talking about." Nope. What woman? The woman is literally in the room getting dressed.
What if she was just like, "I think this house is haunted."
he couldn't use it.
So did it work?
It worked.
What'd she say?
Because the girl walked out of the room behind her. Mm-hmm. So when he's like, "What woman?" She's like, "That woman." And the girl is gone. And he's like, "What?"
That had to have been a skit.
It was really old. It's black and white. It's really old. But
black and white?
Yes. It's so funny. We should probably just play.
Why did
it
I think of, like, so I was funny. Like, how long has Instagram been out? Black and white IG skit.
It's crazy. Okay.
That's insane.
So how'd you find out you were getting cheated on?
In high school, I think me and the girl I was talking to, I forget what the hell we were doing. I think we just switched phones for something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I peeped. I don't peep.
Oh,
I don't care.
Phone.
Like, I feel like that's it feels weird.
You're a phone intruder?
Yeah, like, I did back then, and I was like, it was just like, it was a lot. Like, I went and I was like trying to find stuff and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a dude who wasn't like, I didn't really know him like that. But mm-hmm. back in that time, I was just like, anybody who slaps my hand. Mm-hmm. I was very, what's it called?
You're nice?
No.
You're, like, cool.
What's that? What's that word when somebody expects a lot?
Oh, you thought they had some type of loyalty to you because yeah. they met you?
Yeah, some type of stuff like that. It was shady though. It was like some behind the back type of stuff. But I wasn't cool with them like that. But yeah, they were kind of just like dating on the side. And
was she somebody who she said was like her brother? He's like a brother to me.
No, not really. I don't even know if I knew that they were chilling like that. But the coldest part is that she was trying to get with me for a minute, and I said no. And then I, you know, I saw that as betrayed. So it was very, it was very immature on my side. But that doesn't, not to say that there wasn't like a behind the back element of it. Mm-hmm. And I saw it, and I actually, I didn't know what to do, so I called my homeboy. He read it, and I was like, "What do I do? What do I do?" And
he
I
read just,
it. Yeah, it was like a text message.
Oh,
I
gave shit! It
to him. I was like, "What do I do?" And then I just ended up kind of like, it was weird.
Did you tell her you went through the phone?
Mm-hmm. I had it. We both had each other's, you know.
Oh,
but,
did she go through yours?
I guess. But yeah, I kicked her out.
Oh,
it was weird though. I like had her like collect her stuff. And we were like walking through,
Ooh.
And then I drove her home. No, it was pre-Uber.
Ooh, that was an awkward
quiet ride
home.
Yeah, it was super long time ago. I don't go through phones anymore. I think it's a little weird. Mm. But it definitely hurt me right in the heartstrings. Them early blues, and then you're like, all right, savage life.
Okay, so mine is, I don't know if I told this story before, but I don't think I have.
It's the prequel.
Here. Yes. So it was a girl that he was trying to get me to be friends with. He said this was his best friend. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening was his birthday was coming up, and I was going to get him this card, a big ass card, and I was going to have all of his family and friends sign it. Big ass birthday cards. You remember when people used to get those birthday cards like this tall?
Kind of.
Yeah, the huge ones.
Yeah.
And then I was also going to get him the NASCAR ride, like where you could drive on the NASCAR track, because he was really into like muscle cars and stuff. So
you can, civilians could do that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So you can pay for them to be able to drive those cars.
You seem to be a very good gift giver.
Thanks. So while I was trying to get this card signed, I reached out to his best friend, and I was like, "Hey,
I'm doing this girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing all of this for him for his birthday, and I wanted to include you as far as like signing this card. I'm going to have all his friends and family sign the card, blah blah blah." And she was like, "You know, me and him aren't good anymore, and there's a lot of stuff that you don't know." And I was like, this was a message on Facebook because I didn't have her phone number. And I was like, what? And she was like, I was like, please tell me more. She was like, I don't want to say anything more, but I'm done with him and he's out of my life or something to the effect. This was a really long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so I just inquired like, okay, what are you talking about? Like, he didn't tell me anything about you guys falling out. So basically tell me what's going on. And she proceeded to just, I mean, she pulled out the bazooka on me. You know, and blasted me away. Had said that they, you know, were, every time that they saw each other, they had anal sex. They had never had vaginal sex because she was saving it for her husband.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. What a lucky husband.
Just,
brand new vagina. My asshole's blown out.
I thought
so many
weird.
Ass. So many. Yeah. So much ass.
But
sex.
he tried to play it like she was a virgin. So for me, he would tell me that she was a virgin.
I'm putting it up so the booty.
Right. So I really hadn't. I had no idea that. You know, he was busting that plum. Busted plum.
Damn.
So, yeah, she told me all that. And she said that that he talks mess about me. And that
it's kind of worse than the booty sex.
Yeah, yeah, and which no, he was. when they try to dog you out to the other girl to make her feel better, it's kind of that's one of the worst things for me
because
I trust you. I'm telling you all of my struggles and stuff that's going on. I was broke as shit back then. You know, I was working multiple jobs, just trying to maintain my independence. He was staying with me all the
time. For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Time, you know, didn't pay no bills, no nothing. Like,
so it's he like, was, fuck he her was in the ass and talk nice about me.
you gonna tell her how broke I am that I gotta get another job to pay this bill. Like, you talking shit about me and you not even, you know, you always at my place. It was almost to where he was at my place like 5 days a week and never offered to pay anything, didn't offer to buy no groceries.
And they call
like,
you broke?
And go call me
Where's
broke.
The food?
And he lived with his parents.
That's wild.
So when she was able to tell me my financial situation, I was like, yo, like, man,
that does hurt.
She was able to tell me a lot of stuff that I told him in confidence that nobody else knew, you know? So
it hurts almost as much as a dick in the ass.
It hurts so bad. I was just like, whew. Yo, tell me everything. And so ultimately what I ended up doing, because he had talked shit about her too. So what I ended up doing was telling her that we were going to call him on three-way and to put her phone on mute.
Damn.
And I was going to basically have him say the things that he says about her. And so I pulled it up. I mean, I called him up on the three-way. He answered. And I pretended like I didn't just find out that information. And I was like, you know, what's up with blah, blah, blah. And he just went in. Just, she's crazy. She's this, she's that. So she heard everything. And by the time we hung up, I called her back. And because you know how you don't trust just the like,
right.
the hang up. You got to hang right. everybody up and then call again.
Right.
And she was just crying and crying and crying. I was like, oh, my God. I ended up consoling her because I felt so bad that she was super distraught that I'm the one getting cheated on, but I'm consoling her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, that was my
That's
story.
Terrible.
It was terrible, you know, but he was trash.
Did he do the NASCAR drive thing?
No. Trash.
Well, that was epic. Mm-hmm. Epic proportions.
Mm-hmm.
But not as epic as the proportions of these facts.
Okay.
We gonna do some speed facts.
Oh, how many are we doing?
Just the one. I'll go first.
Okay.
Out the gate.
Out the...
Get this!
Oh, shit. You gave me a little spaz Bill Cosby, like...
Check this out. The sun is older than the earth,
okay.
But the water on earth is older than the sun.
Where'd the water come from?
I already got it prepped.
Okay.
All right. Damn it, I looked up starter pistols. One second. All right. Water on Earth predates the solar system and even the sun. Some of the water molecules in your drinking glass were created more than 4.5 billion years ago, according to new research. That makes them older than the Earth, older than the solar system, even older than the sun itself.
Where does it come from?
The sky.
The sky.
How do you think rain and all that stuff? It probably rained like crazy.
The sun is older, if the sun is older than the Earth, then clearly they're not talking about water of this Earth.
Why?
But water, because the sun is older than the Earth itself.
That's the mind-blowing part of the fact.
So where was the water before the Earth?
Let's figure it out.
I thought that was the info.
So much for speed.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Oh, you see?
It's pretty amazing that a significant fraction of water on Earth predates the sun and solar system. The findings suggest that water, a key ingredient of life, may be common in young planetary systems across the universe. Mm. Scientists are still not entirely sure how water arrived on Earth. The part of the protoplanetary disk in which our planet formed was too hot for liquid or ice or water to exist, so the planet was born dry. Most experts believe the Earth's water came from ice in comets and asteroids that formed in a cooler environment and later collided with our planet.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, there it is.
And there's all types of articles to dive into if you want to know more than that.
Okay. That was a good fact. I like that.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm all into astrophysicism.
Mm-hmm. Physicism?
Paper cuts are so painful because paper is rough at a microscopic level. While knives make straight cuts, paper cuts like a saw blade, doing more damage to the nerve endings in your skin cells.
Have you ever seen a microscopic, do they show a picture of the edge of the paper?
Crazy as I have one right now.
A paper cut?
A cut.
What picture do they show with that? Oh, okay. I've seen... Like, they have microscopic images of the edge of a paper, and mm-hmm. They're like sawtooth.
It's jagged.
Why?
Why would they do that?
That's pretty crazy. I'm pretty sure that, like, on a government spy level, paper cuts have been used for torture.
Paper cuts hurt so bad.
It was just, like, in between your toes.
Why is your brain thinking of this horrible torture method? It's horrible. But yeah, to think that paper on a microscopic level is more jagged than a knife.
Hey, still give me the paper though.
It burns. Like
over
when
the knife.
When you get sliced with a paper mm-hmm. paper cut, it burns like hell.
It's a deuce.
But I didn't know they didn't cause straight cuts. So that's very interesting to me.
Yeah, hell yeah. Space facts and violent paper facts. Mm-hmm. I'm here for all of it.
Me too.
All right. Well, this has been another amazing episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show with booty on the internet.
Whoa.
I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
Show got booty.
Booty, rock another well.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet.
keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Hey everyone, pa-na-na-na. My name is Odessa and you are in tune to Reasonings with Odessa. Now, if you are looking for something that is going to give you all access to Caribbean and African pop culture, this podcast is for you. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop and powered by creators.